Jake and Skullhead show. We got Mr. Skullhead on the line, still trying to get Jake on the line. He's stuck with his backup machine, so we're having a little trouble getting him up and running. I'm going to have to close my Skype and open it again. He's running an old version of Skype. It's just all, it's like the old days. We're just trying to kick it old school today with, you know, all the nice error messages and that fun stuff, and not connected to Skype, but connected to Winamp, which is good. There's... Hello, Jake. Hello, Jake.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, wow, you sound like Stephen Hawking. Something's going on. Yeah, intensely robotic. Let me try to call you. I hang up on Jake and call him back.
Hello.
Hey, I think there might be a trouble with Skype's, some kind of trouble with Skype's system. Because even the sound that it makes when I call you sounds like that. Yeah. What are we going to do about it?
Sydney, are we on air?
Yeah. And you sound... Yeah. Stephen Hawking, pretty much. I don't know what the hell's going on with Skype. I don't know if there's any other way we might be able to do this.
I see a feature of, MSN Messenger.
Yeah.
I sound awesome.
It's actually kind of freaking me out. Let me see if we can get MSN Messenger going. Oh, my computer doesn't have a sound card. Well, I know that's not true. I have accepted an invitation to start an audio conversation. But that doesn't seem to have done any good. Jake? 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 There is no Jake, there is only Zool. Thank you, MSN Messenger. Huh. Braya says that he gets the robot voice with Skype on occasion, and that restarting my computer will fix it, which sounds like a remedy that is only a little bit worse than the problem, because the remedy is the experience, and this is a fairly dangerous liaison. And the comedy is that it's serious, and that doesn't seem to be working. Let me try to contact him on MSN. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's some good, good stuff. Well, it's looking more and more like we're going to have to reboot both of our machines. So, let's see. Brian just said that the robot voice has something to do with memory allocation. I'm not even going to try to say stuff other than what I'm typing. So we should both reboot, which sucks because I just rebooted a little while ago. Welcome to 30 Minutes of Technical Difficulties, provided by perhaps a little bit of Jick and Skullhead. Yeah, good stuff. Give me about 30 seconds here, kids. I'm going to reboot, and we will hopefully be back with an actual show. Wouldn't that be fun? sucks. Well, now we're on the 64K server, but still can't get into the 24. So we can only say things that are going to sound good in full stereo.
Okay. That was something that sounded pretty good in full stereo.
Wasn't it, though? Still can't get into that 24K stream, though. And
it's like we're full on the 64, so at least 80 people are able to hear us.
Hello, you broadband.
Wow, it's the report on the 24 is server is currently down. Or does that just mean that nobody is connected to the stream? Is that what it is when no one is broadcasting?
The server itself could actually be down.
Huh.
That is possible.
Status, no song history. Oh, wait, there is a song history. Yeah, but it's saying server is currently down. Ha! Huh.
Maybe the server actually is down.
Thor the Mighty was suggesting back when I sounded like a robot that I say it. Say, shall we play a game? And then he said, Raffle. So there's this hair salon down the street from my house called the Raffler Salon.
Why do you suppose that is?
I don't know. It's R-O-F-F-L-E-R. I wonder if maybe that's just somebody's name.
Or somebody who really likes the internet and also does hair.
And what would that be? Rolling on the effing floor laughing?
Yeah.
Did you see the eBay auction about the Raffle Waffles?
Yeah.
See, I feel loath to actually start the show without us connected to the 24.
Yeah. It does. Fight a Bunny just said that if there's nothing being broadcast on the station, it'll say it's down. Even if it's functional. But if there's...
What's WinApp telling you when you're trying to connect?
Nothing, really. Just not connected.
Hmm.
Connect. Connect. Apparently there are 200 people who are listening to the dead air on the 24K server.
Well, that's a lot of dead air.
Dead air.
Where does the Lone Ranger take his garbage?
To the dump. Lex says the server works.
Hey, okay. Stream is up at 24 kilobits per second with 161 of 200 listeners.
Who the fuck is?
Looks like Lex KOL is stream AIM, so I wonder if this is one of those things where your computer is just refusing to connect to it.
But it's connected just fine to the 64.
Yeah. The 64, is it at the same place as the 24?
I think so. It's definitely hosted through the same company.
Yeah? Wow. That sucks. I wonder if...
So Lex picked it up.
Yeah, I wonder if he can mirror.
He is mirroring it right now.
Well, then...
I just told him, yeah, go ahead and drop so to see if I so I can grab it. And yeah.
So you have a 9, and he's a grab it?
Yeah. Sure, I'll go for that.
Oh, KMD says that his SAM3 automatically grabs the stream if it's running, and it detects dead air.
Wow.
It had it for, like, that's really annoying. I was going to get SAM3. I got the slot confirmation for my solo show on Thursdays.
What time?
And it will be solo. It starts at the time that this show ends, so 8 to 10 our time.
Mm.
It's our time down here. Down here, it's our time.
Right.
Wow.
So they're saying, yes, we have a mirror, now we both sound like robots on the mirror.
On the 24?
Yeah.
Huh.
Stop sending me AOL messages, everyone. Thank you. Man.
Or I will shoot you with the laser cannons mounted in my arms.
Yeah.
Mr. Skullhead, I am your father.
Apparently the audio Sounds like crap. Would you like to play a game?
What was the doctor's name on War Games?
Dr. Worm.
Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius.
Was that on Futurama?
Could be.
I think it was. Well, this sucks.
It sure does.
Yeah, so, my new desktop machine for upstairs, I turned it on, and it went to the whole blinking cursor in the upper left-hand corner of the screen and did nothing, so I unplugged it and plugged it back in and did the same thing. And then I did it again, and now all it'll do is come up and say, boot process failed at, and then this little string of letters, which it tells me that I'm supposed to read to Dell's technical support when I call them. So it's looking like an awesome hardware failure. Luckily, I still have my old machine and everything except some very recent image additions and stuff as far as my set of Kingdom of Loathing files, just in case that's what's wrong, is backed up. Dr. Falcon, says Thor the Mighty.
Well, I... For one reason or another, I can't pick up the 24.
That's, wow. So, if we don't sound like robots on the 64, wait a minute. How would we sound? Are you trying to connect to the 24 kilobit stream at 24 kilobits?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because I wonder, I mean, maybe Lex, who was doing the mirroring, has the same problem that whichever one of us was causing that had pre-reboot. Is anybody else around that might try mirroring? Is, like, iSpec around? He can fix it. He can fix anything.
Good time.
So, yeah.
Good
time. For those of you who can't hear us, all X of you, where X is a number less than half the number of people who want to be listening.
A lot of people are saying that we're doing fine on a mirror.
On other mirrors?
On other mirrors.
Oh, okay.
Which must be mirroring the 64K.
Yeah. I wonder if we would sound like robots who had been built by other robots if somebody was mirroring the 24K and had the same problem. Fungo says we're both clipping really badly. I was wondering why my fingers were bleeding. You get it?
Yeah.
No, seriously, though. I mean, do you get it? Like, do you really understand?
I love you, man. I'm just going to tell Lex, go ahead and connect again to the 24K and mirror it. And robotic is better than nothing. And hopefully, it is to be hoped that Cold Front is recording it off the 64. Because some of the older shows, we do sound very robot-like.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was with that. Because it's really inconsistent quality. A PBA says he could try mirroring 64 to 24. Maybe he won't have the same problem that the process Lex is using has. I don't know. They can probably work that out amongst themselves, though. I guess we can just answer some questions. Did you find the forum post that I told you about with the old questions in it?
Yeah.
In all this mess, I didn't have an opportunity to actually read any of the old questions to see what we would actually talk about, but, hey.
We did put them in some place. So, currently, Jezzerfly is down in the parking lot with our tent and pitched it to kind of clean it out and get it ready for our camping trip. And it turns out some drunk or animal or both at Arkenstock peed all over the side of the tent. And then got, you know, dirt crusted on that, and that was one of the things that was marring the surface of the tent.
How do you know it's pee?
When she cleaned it off, I guess it smelled like pee once she got it wet.
Huh. Maybe somebody sprinkled powdered pee on it?
Just add water.
In with the dirt, yeah.
And maybe so,
product.
She's not particularly happy with me right now. I took her nice new tent to Arkenstock and got it full of sticky clay shit that coats the ground there.
Well, I mean...
Which turned into dirt. Hey, what she said is, I wish we would have just thought of making me take the small tent, because it's only going to be new once.
Yeah, and that it was only going to be new once, but I don't know. Didn't I say I'd buy you a new one if it got ruined?
Yeah, well, it's not ruined. It's just we were going to clean it, and then I went, huh, Monday at 6, something is ringing a bell deep in my brain. Oh, yeah. Radio.
Yeah. Well, let me see. I'm just going to start going through these questions, I think. Changeling Bob or Changling Bob. Hey, Jake and Scully, is there any news on overseas shipping for the merchandise yet, specifically shipping to the UK? So, yeah, we got what we finally have is, thanks to Zly's tireless research, we've got lists of approximately what it costs to send stuff to the various countries that people have ordered stuff from. And so I think what we're going to be able to do is we're going to be able to just have two items that you can add to your order that are like overseas shipping for glassware and then overseas shipping for packages with no glassware, because so far every order that's contained glassware is over the weight limit for the reasonably priced shipping. And what it's probably going to be is if you get glassware, it's going to cost like $20 or $22 to get it there, and if you get something other than glassware, it's going to be like an extra $5. And so I believe she's sent out money requests via PayPal. The other thing is, we got some of the stuff that we were able to send relatively cheaply. Whoa, I suddenly am echoing. Did something change?
No, I'm just turning down the volume on the master switch because we're supposed to apparently do that to try and combat the robotness.
Huh.
And that shouldn't at all introduce an echo. And
that's weird because it did hear myself in like a half second delay. Awesome. Hmm. Anyway, we got a bunch of them sent out, and the ones that were heavy, the ones that had glassware in them, came back, because apparently, due to new, because the terrorists have won, if you try and ship something overseas that weighs more than like 4 pounds, you have to fill out this customs form, which requires a phone number for the person you're sending it to, and also requires you to hand it to somebody at the post office. You can't leave it out for the bulk pickups like we do with all the other stuff. So it's turning out to be really interesting learning how to do all of this stuff. But I think it'll work.
All right. Lex tells us that he just dropped the mirror and gave it to PBA, and apparently it's fine now.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Right. Well, so we do get maybe 3/4 of a show.
Right.
Lord Nibbler says, hey, I noticed the time zone thing on the account page, and I noticed my time zone isn't in the list. It's GMT minus 330 in Newfoundland, Canada. Could you possibly add this zone? Mr. Skullhead, how do you feel about time zones that are a half hour off?
That's ridiculous and not even funny. How in the hell is what with the wow?
I think there are entire countries that are like that. I don't know why you would decide to do that.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to live in some weird country with a weird time being half an hour off everybody else, there's nothing we can do for you.
I mean, although if the entire, like the entirety of Canada isn't like that, is it?
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Yeah. I know they were telling me that some places did have half-hour time zones, and we were like, you know what, those people are, they've got to be accustomed to having problems with time zone stuff. That, by the way, everybody was not really supposed to roll out. I had to roll out all the code at once because of some changes that we made to the session handling, and that wasn't really finished, didn't really do anything. I made it adjust the timestamps on K-mails, but the server time is still off by like 40 minutes or something, which I need to change that at some point during rollover because jumping the clock forward would fuck up chat. Dr. Bruiser laying some praise on you, Mr. Skullhead, for the familiar specific messages for the Maypole. Stab Bat message in particular is frickin' brilliant. What is the Stab Bat one?
I can tell you in half a jiffy. Maybe a jiffy and a half. Maybe I was being optimistic.
Garland also points out A lot of people have mentioned this historically, and it would be cool if it was like a little hidden Easter egg in the game. But you have the dream that you're standing in front of the Council of Loathing and nothing but your underwear. But if you do that in game, it doesn't actually do anything. Count as underwear.
Stabat is familiar name. Does a very unsafe dance around the maypole. You can't dance if you want to. Which is. Any permutation of that joke seems to go over very well, and I think
it's
funny. Like the safety vest, you can vest if you want to.
Your stock can vest if it wants to. The Telp says, "Hey JNS, have you ever been in a Fight Club style situation where a KOLer recognizes you in the real world in a shop or something and says anything you want to buy is free, sir?" No.
No, not at all.
I've had, I had one guy, this was weird, when I was in Seattle, I went up for the Kingdom of Loathing gathering up there, the first one that was, like, really a big deal, and we were in the Gameworks in, like, a banquet room that they had rented, that Bete Noire, looking at what it actually takes to get a room and the catering set up at Gameworks, I appreciate what Bete Noire did a lot more than I did before, because it's way more expensive than you would expect it to be. But, yeah, so we've been working slowly but surely, speaking of which, on stuff for the con. Looking at having a space and maybe some food at Gameworks on Friday night, because there's going to be a lot of people there, and it'd be nice to have a central location for them to be. And Gameworks is you could potentially walk there from the hotel. You probably wouldn't want to, but you could. It's right near the Candlewood Suites or whatever, Candleshire Boulevard, Wiltonbury, Hamilton.
I'm just going to let you swing.
Ran out of words. Yeah, thank you. That was exactly what I was hoping you'd do. Anyway, when I was up in Seattle, this is going to be a rambling story with a lot of tangents, I guess. I was... like ordering a beer at the bar, and this guy sitting at the bar was like, "Hey, are you Jick from Kingdom of Loathing?" And I looked at my shirt, which said Jick, Kingdom of Loathing. And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, I love your game, man." I'm like, "And you're not here for the thing that's going on in the thing?" And he's like, "Nope, I'm here to watch the football game." I'm like, huh.
I think, wow, people who watch football games also play Kingdom of Loathing.
The Chrono Mage says, "Hey, JNS, why not make some type of spear weapon? It would be cool to have a spear like a lance." There are some spears now. We went through and categorized every weapon, and some of them are spears.
Is there a spear of Brittany?
No, but there should be. Isn't there one of those in the card game? Isn't
yeah.
that one of the...
Yeah. I think that there is. So okay, now that we've got everything fixed electronically, my voice is giving out.
All right.
Maybe someone can try mirroring my voice.
Oh, let's see. You got anything you want to discuss? Any questions?
Let's have a look here. Did you see that thing that Moorbank said? With the digital key, the button should say start instead of press 'em. Which it probably should.
Yeah, it should. Because there is no start button on there.
Might make it a little more obvious.
Yeah. That's a good idea. So, yeah, we got this plan, right? I got the Thursday night shift that's like... our show is 6 to 8. The Thursday night show is 8 to 10, so... wherever you are, wherever the Jick and Skullhead show ends, whatever time it ends, that's what time the show on Thursdays will start. And the goal with this is to sort of shunt the nerdier technical stuff from this show so that Scully and I can have more equal role in the broadcast and not bore the people who don't want to hear me go off on long technical jags, and to make it so we don't feel guilty about screwing around on this show, and I don't feel guilty about giving way more detail than 90% of the listeners probably care about on this show. So we'll have to... I don't know. They'll find their own personalities pretty quickly. The Narpus is suggesting that we pre-record a show for the Monday that we'll be off. It could be full of music for when you run out of steam and there isn't 500 listeners to bail you out. I mean, the problem with that is we'd need questions for a show to pre-record a show. And I think, actually, both of us are leaving town soon enough that it's probably too late to pre-record a show now. I can maybe put something together to broadcast. A Cornmo song played over and over and over again. How would you like that?
I'd like it just fine, because I'm going to be in the middle of the woods.
That's
far, far from a computer.
But you'll be thinking about Cornmo.
Probably.
You will. You'll be on all kinds of drugs, and you'll remember me saying, think about how corn he is. Now think about how mo he is. Now think about how corn he is. What do you think?
I'll probably be thinking, man, I wish that I had some Cornmo, because I'll bet it would sound really good right now. And then I'd have, I'd remember that I have my iPod and play some Cornmo, and it would still sound like crap.
Oh, yeah, taking your iPod. I know all the hippies are going to make fun of you.
Yeah, although I don't know, because I don't have a car charger for it anymore. And it's the battery only lasts about a day.
How did that happen?
I sold the car charger with the iTrip.
Oh, right.
The thought being that I wouldn't really use it in the car anymore.
Is your... yours only lasts a day?
Pretty much. Like a day of constant playing, yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't actually ever tried to play mine for an entire day. Because, I mean, I bought ours the same batch. I suspect you've used yours more than I have, though.
Yeah.
I pretty much only pull it out for vacations and business trips. And tough business trips. And pleasure cruises. Sometimes I accidentally mix the business and the pleasure.
That's no good at all.
Cruise trip.
Let's see. Madman 33 or possibly Mad Many. Just a random idea I thought of. Custom avatars for familiars in Mr. Store. So your familiar can have its own avatar, I guess. That frightens and confuses me.
Let's see.
Could Scully turn down his mic? He's twice as loud as Jick. Not really.
I can move mine closer to my mouth so that I will be twice as loud as myself.
That's a little better. Yeah.
Teen Rocker says, Dear JNS, with the past few new Mr. Store familiars being of the most interesting kind, I want to ask, how long does it take for you to create a new familiar or think one up? We are sort of letting vague ideas percolate all the time. But usually it's like, oh crap, it's the 30th or the 31st, depending on where I am on my knuckles or where Mr. Skullhead is in his rhyme. Do you use the rhyme to know which days have 31 months in them?
Yeah, 30
rhyme,
days.
Which is like
half
no
September.
Days have 31 months in them.
Yeah. And nothing really rhymes with it either.
So, you know, like, Mr. Skullhead came up with the shaman last month. It was sort of two different potential things that we had come up with mechanically, and he came up with the concept for both of them at the same time. And then I remembered to code everything last night. I think I rolled it out at like 12:30, but yeah. I don't know. How long did it take you to write?
About half an hour in one of my classes. Yeah.
Let's see. Ponjo says, hey, Jake and Mr. Skullhead, I just came back from my vacation, and I just listened to last week's show. Please thank Coldfront for me, since they record radio shows for us. Indeed. Thank you, Coldfront, because that's pretty cool that everyone gets to listen to things like the first half hour of this show.
I really hope that should they end up putting it up, if somebody out there is recording, I'm not sure they are, but that they will trim that a bit.
I suspect, I think I saw Synchronos around earlier. So he might be doing it if Nicodemus/Nicotoni is not. But yeah, I don't know. I think we'll probably be okay. Yeah, Grok the Mad says, hi, JNS. I noticed today that the Untinkerer doesn't sort his list alphabetically. No big deal. Just thought you'd want to know. Every time I go in to change that, because I keep thinking it's going to be really easy to change it, it's not because of the way that query works, because it has to hit your... I don't remember exactly why, but it's a pain in the ass. So I just haven't gotten around to doing it. It really should, though. Smooth Move says, an idea for the Fool's Cap. Why not a Jester's Skull item whose only function is to tell you bad jokes when you press the Use button? Painfully bad jokes. How dare you suggest that either one of us would be capable of coming up with painfully bad jokes?
I don't know any painfully bad jokes. All of my jokes are great.
Yeah, exactly. Ponjus asks if either of us has read the new Harry Potter book yet. I'm about, 9/16ths of the way through it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to bring the 5th book, which I haven't finished yet, on my
really?
Trip. Yeah.
Because why? Were you not into it?
I again started reading it, and I again got really busy almost instantly thereafter. I think I read like 200 pages of it, and I would like to know what happens next, but...
That happened with me and your mom, the getting real busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so done, man. Anyway. Words.
What if the Bugbear Shaman, says Cookie Mancer, had only half effects for both Gravy Fairy and Volleyball when the player is out of HP, but probably means MP? That way, if it chooses Fairy with zero MP left and the monster doesn't drop an item, the player doesn't get gypped. Well, if you have a Gravy Fairy and the monster doesn't drop an item, you technically get gypped too, I guess. So, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, as the pretty much killer app familiar, there needs to be a downside, and the downside is the MP and then the unreliability if you don't have MP. So, yeah, sometimes it's just not going to do anything. Yeah. Amazing Goofus says, what about having special adventures when adventuring in the Bugbear Pens with the new familiar? That's an interesting idea. We're talking about writing a whole new set of adventures for the Bugbear Pen when you're dressed as a bugbear.
Where they just keep trying to eat you.
Yeah. And
because
then,
you're
and
a tasty
you're like, leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone. And they're like, just keep bugging you.
Yeah.
And then you have to babysit someone's children because you're a pair.
I'm deep in despair. And he's fucking disgusted.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that when I woke up this morning for some reason. I woke up with that joke running through my head. I had to get up really early, comparatively, because I had to be at the new asymmetric office that... there's some news there. We closed on that since last show, and so now Xenophobe and Riff will have a place to live when they come out. And today, so that they will have a refrigerator to keep their beer and leftover spaghetti in, I had to go at 8:45 this morning, which it's been a long time since I've seen 8:45 in the morning if I didn't stay up until 8:45 in the morning. So I ended up getting about 2.5 hours of sleep. And then, yeah. So, of course, I showed up at 8:45. They showed up at 10:45, very end of the period of time that they told me I had to be there. Hey, but at least the guy who was supposed to come and install the water heater didn't show up at all.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I did finally hear back. I'm getting the cold shoulder from, or not the cold shoulder so much as the just... we're lazy and don't return our phone calls shoulder from the shirt printers. So all the shirters are still on hold because of the catastrophe. Actually, I guess it would be a cat penis trophy because it didn't poop on them. It peed on them. And but I did get the pint glasses reordered, which we're not quite out of yet. So yeah, this whole having a real store is a lot of fun. Seriously. It's all fun and games.
Has anyone lost an eye yet?
Not yet. Not yet. Because it's not...
Then it's still fun and games.
Not that much, like a BB gun.
Did you get my message on the stickers?
The
sticker lady should be...
Is in that place where it would be?
Yeah, the sticker lady should be contacting you directly.
I see.
And it may be a little more expensive this time, just for... inflation over a year, but She didn't think it'd be anything substantial.
Okay.
She also didn't think that I could say substantial.
Yeah, was she right?
Yeah. Substantially.
Okay. When did you talk to them? When is she supposed to?
This afternoon.
Huh.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Kinky Sex Mace asks, will there ever be any more permanent to Mr. A items in the store? If we come up with one, then sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they would be exactly. I mean, I suppose we could look at, we could maybe do something. I guess, I suppose it would be pretty popular and really piss off the people who trade in these if we made something for Two Mr. Accessories, which was like the emo row. I think people, you know, people would want that, and it's the kind of thing that's, you know, good enough because we were enforcing the rarity on it that it could be a little bit more valuable than a regular one mystery familiar. But I don't know. I probably won't do that, but I just wanted to get the rumor mill going again. let's see. Was that on the new? Yeah, that is on the new messages. So, okay.
Yeah, I went ahead and switched over.
Yeah. People have suggested, and I wonder about the utility of this. I wonder... wonder whether it's worth doing a familiar that gives you extra adventures at rollover, like, you know, up to 5 or whatever, or up to 4. Build a cat is saying Baby Sandman, a familiar that puts enemies to sleep and gives you +1 or +2 adventures at rollover, and also makes the goth girls get excited.
Makes it more likely that you'll dream when you rest.
Huh.
I was joking, but
yeah,
sure.
But that's a mechanic we've never modified with anything. Kinky Sex Mace says, can you make the item spot in the combat rounds default to select an item? I accidentally used my barbed wire fence in combat, and that really sucks. We did. And I changed that before we pushed out the familiar, and so the code went out last night for that, and there was much rejoicing in the forums. Fearful Ferret says, are there any plans on lowering the stat requirements for the plexiglass items? No, there are not. Those are pretty much where we want them. Smooth Mood says, any chance of clothing patches showing up in the store? I'd love to sport an iClub Seals or a Naga on my jacket. I don't know.
I didn't know how that we had so many punks playing the game. Or do you now not have to be a punk to wear patches on your jacket?
I mean, it never even occurred to me to sell that.
We get a couple of them every week.
Huh.
Where people are asking if we will do it. There are a lot of sites that make them, looking at this, but a lot of them are in the UK, where all the anarchy is.
Right, that would make sense, because it's really an anarchy accessory.
Mm-hmm. Custom embroidered packages. 100 pieces per design. I'll look into that.
Yeah. We'll see. You know, if it's cheap and there's a demand for it, then we can look at it. Let's see. Seiji Monomura says, I'm not sure if you got this one last time. Oh, we got this one last time, so I may as well ask again. We have a campground item that restores only MP. How about one for only HP? We had an idea for that, right? Didn't somebody come up with something?
For an HP familiar?
No, an HP campground item. Like gauze hammock or something.
Yeah, Riff had. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to think about what that would do to things.
And stuff.
Yeah. Because I know, I mean, it seems like there are some issues that need to be rebalanced, because looking at the hardcore leaderboards, it seems like seal clubbers who just you know, since their big thing is just being able to take a lot of damage, it's expensive for them because they have to regenerate a lot of hit points, and it takes them their ascension runs are at like twice as long. Some people suggesting we go to Burning Man. Sorry, Christina, I don't think I can go to Burning Man.
I wish that I could go to Burning Man 10 years ago. But now yeah, it seems
before,
like...
Before, like, Ticketmaster was selling...
$200, $300 tickets?
Yeah.
I mean, what has become of our hippies?
God, it wasn't even ever hippies. I mean, it was, like, nerds. Or nerds who were also hippies.
It was kind of, like, peace, love, drugs, and nudity, as far as I understand.
So that's more like...
Which is really... Exactly what my trip is. So that'd
interesting,
be fun.
Interesting art and technology.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess you know what? That was the thing about it, man. That was what was so beautiful about it. It was whatever you wanted it to be, man.
You couldn't define Burning Man. You couldn't rein it in.
It was different things to different people, man. Really, everybody was all together, but everybody was all alone, man. And it was beautiful.
Totally. And it used to be about the music.
I don't think it was ever about any kind of music, really.
I know, but whenever that kind of what happened to you, man, thing
mm-hmm.
comes about, I always it used to be about the music.
Yeah. Madame Defarge says, I note I do not have familiar number 37. Is there one? Is it not yet implemented, or is it available but no one has found it yet? Let's see. Psycho Squid says, do either of you or both of you spend time playing KOL as regular players to see how they work out or look to us, or do you rely more on player input? Mr. Skullhead plays a lot. I don't really like the game. It's kind of boring.
That's just not so.
Okay. I just thought it'd be funny. Slow1ME says, what do you think is the most worthless item in the game? Herbs.
But you can cook with herbs.
I know. They're an ingredient in like everything good. A scrumptious reagent is probably the least important thing.
Yeah.
Armax says, can you clarify the game's definition of melee? Sometimes it means as opposed to ranged and staff weapons, and sometimes it means as opposed to spells and combat skills. I never know what in-game references to melee mean. Can you please make it uniform and post the definition so we know? Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. Because right now, I think your melee damage bonus increases actually apply to ranged weapons. I don't know that... Well... Unless the whole ranged and staff weapons things mean that in there it doesn't apply if you're using anything other than muscle to hit with. So, that's a good question. What I probably should do is just make that bonus apply to attacks and skills that actually physically hit the monster, and not to ones that don't. So what I should do is I should fix it and then post the definition. Yeah, that's actually exactly what Armax suggests. Karmic95 says, hey, JNS, thanks for finally making it familiar with the Gravy Fairy and Volleyball Power. I have been waiting for one like that forever. Well, hey, there you go.
I'm hearing that I'm still considerably louder than you are. Is your mic turned all the way up?
Let me check. I haven't actually used the mic on this computer in 6 months because I didn't need to until my other computer just broke for no reason. Wow, no, my mic is turned almost all the way down.
That might have something to do with it.
So, let's see if I get louder. And is this acceptable?
That is acceptable indeed.
Okay.
I try to watch the decibel levels, but it changes so fast on the little equalizer that it's hard to say.
Yeah, I was never really able to... I mean, the few times that I have in Winamp tried to broadcast and successfully done so, I could never really get any useful information out of that readout.
Yeah. You also just went back to being quiet again.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I wonder if friggin' Skype is changing my microphone settings.
It probably is. You might want to see if you've got that little thing checked that says, please don't mess with my settings.
Although, it doesn't make any difference.
Right.
It messes with the settings anyway. I'm watching the knob. I'm watching you, Skype. Tools. No, wait. File options? One thing I like about Windows apps that aren't developed by Microsoft is the standardization.
Yeah. All software should be bought and controlled by Microsoft. They should definitely own the entire software industry.
Just saying, then at least you know that setting the options for a program will always be called options, and it will always be under the tools menu.
Yeah, and the program will cost $200, but instead of being free. But
and when's the last time you paid $200 for Microsoft software?
I never pay for Microsoft software.
Well, there you go. So stop whining.
But
what
if
the hell?
That's what they sell stuff for.
Advanced. I don't even know where. I don't know how to tell Skype to stop doing this anymore.
File.
It doesn't.
Options. Huh? Hand headsets.
Oh, really?
See, on the new version,
yeah.
It's automatically checked. Don't mess with it.
Weird. So now it waits a while and then drops it down.
Yep.
And now, okay, now it's dropping it down sometimes, but not other times. Awesome.
Excellent.
Lady J says, I am sad to hear there may still be radio problems. What keeps causing them? Will this soon be over? What causes the radio problems for us is us trying to do our show, and it will be over in about 55 minutes.
Exactly.
And I'm quiet again.
You are quiet again.
Every time I actually talk loud, no, now it doesn't do it. It only turns itself off when I'm not watching.
I think that this has gone beyond just a program with an idiosyncratic quirk. I think it's actually got it in for you.
Yep. Oh, there it went. No, I saw it out of the corner of my eye. All right. Well, sorry about the volume weirdness. I did. Skype had already been told to stop. Yeah, just all the way down. I have no idea. It's not even at a regular interval. It just. Man. XYM says, hey, Jake, back in the day when the reset seemed inevitable, did you have a large red button encased in glass with the word reset on it? If so, does it remain? Is it for sale? No. It would have basically just been me going through and hand truncating SQL tables. No. Tiny Plastic ANUS asks if I am high. No, I'm not.
His mic volume certainly isn't. Oh!
Yeah, it's actually staying where I left it right now. Stoop asks if we could have a stomach-tickling round of Kumbaya while we still have tracheotomy, Jick. But we don't have tracheotomy, Jick, anymore. I did sound pretty cool. I wish I had said more clever things while that was going on. FightaBunny24531 says, is there any plans to add the Mr. Shirt to Mr. Store or make it public in any other way? And if so, can you give me an estimation of well? Of when? What?
I think it's just well. The well is probably going to be 40 to 50 feet deep.
And artesian.
Mm.
I don't know any other kinds of wells. Wishing and artesian are the two. And oil. And medium. Wow. I've got my phone turned up because it was on the charger. Sorry about the... T-Mobile remix. Let's see. Azul Link says, will the Inexplicable Door have any non-combat adventures added to it? Yes, probably eventually. That seems like the kind of thing that would be fun to write. Oh, but in an actual serious answer to Fight a Bunny 24531, I don't plan on putting... there have been talks of putting Mr. Shirt in to Mr. Store as a plus 15 to all stats item, but I'm not sure that I like that idea. Because, the Mr. whatever joke can only go so far. And we can't ever have a Mr. Hat, because then it would be a tiny puppet and we would have to become gay. Well, I would have to become gay. Mr. Skullhead would just remain the way he is.
Yeah. Because.
Yeah.
Insert something clever.
Uh-huh. Jack Vermicelli says, whatever you did, Jick now sounds better than Scully and hotter. Yes.
Well, there must be some kind of weird filter that you've got on. An opposite of reality filter. That was clever. Now my phone is ringing, or Jess's phone is ringing. Yeah.
If you want more, what? Huh?
If you're okay with me being gone for, 5 minutes. I kind of want to go down and check on Jess, who was cleaning the tent in the parking lot.
Okay.
So I'll be back in a little bit.
Alrighty. Sizzler says, please do not drop a radio mirror or else you will have 7 years of bad radio luck. I think we've already had 7 episodes of bad radio luck, so I'm going to do that. Threren says, Newfoundland, Canada is off by 30 minutes because Newfies are stoners and need the extra 30 minutes to arrive on time. Okay. The Cyclops says, you should add in the joke that if you stand in front of the council with nothing on, it says that you're having a dream that you are asleep. I see a little turnabout there, a little reciprocal. Colmo D says, Jick, now that you're doing a show on a regular basis on Radio KOL, could you promise to not play any Fish, Rusted Root, or The Dead? I don't think I can make that promise. I don't know that I'm planning on playing any music at all. I'll have to really sort of decide what the format of this is going to be. Yeah, because what I was thinking was I don't know to what extent this is really gonna take off. But like I said, I wanted to kind of push the Monday show more in the direction of just like a kind of fireside chat sort of thing, like, you know, talk about community issues or whatever, but not get into super detailed gameplay stuff. And then then my solo show. You see, I don't know. I was kind of Mr. Skull, I got to do his own stuff on the radio, and I kind of wanted to do some of my own, you know. But the only thing I like to do is talk about game mechanics. That's all I ever do, all day, every day, is I talk about game mechanics. And if there's nobody else around to talk to, then I talk to my plush facehugger that's hanging from the chandelier. He doesn't respond. That's probably just as well. Wayno Insano says, you said you wanted to make hats for the volleyball, for which stats work on how about making hats a part of the mix before the terrarium, like how we now have 4 gravy fairies. Huh, that's pretty interesting, actually. If the volleyball, if there were just 4 different varieties of volleyball, because that would be relatively easy to, or 3 different varieties of volleyball, that would be relatively easy to code, and it would be a, yeah. Then each of them would have to have a, maybe there could just be colors. It could be like a blue paint-faced volleyball, and then its accessory would be the wizard hat. Because then, I mean, the thing is, if you put the hats on before you went in there, then before you, I mean, you know, before they became the familiar, then what would the accessory be for them? I mean, earrings or a collar or something. Smooth Mood says, do either of you read Neal Stephenson? The Pike apparently reminds a few people of the Glass Knives from Snow Crash. I have read everything except Quicksilver and the sequel to Quicksilver, just because I couldn't get through it. Like, I really liked Cryptonomicon, but I feel like I wouldn't be able to read it again. And The Diamond Age is one of my favorite novels of all time. I just reread that this year. And Snow Crash, I read when I was in high school and didn't really care for it because I was really into William Gibson at the time, and I was like, this guy's no William Gibson. But now I realize that was kind of a good thing, at least in reference to itself. I don't believe Mr. Scullett has read any Neal Stephenson, but Mr. Scullett did write the Glass Pike, the Plexiglass Pike, so no. It wasn't a deliberate reference. ANUS18 says he can write questions for 2 hours. You know what? Send me a forum PM, ANUS18, with all the questions that you would like answered. Maybe I'll try and record something. WOG says, hey, Jake and Mr. Skullhead, I emailed you about a month ago about custom bugbears, and I got a reply about stuffed bugbears. Are these going to be made soon? I would like to know. Thanks. Zly has been working on some prototypes for stuffed bugbears, and I would like to see if we can get them produced. Like, her idea was to make them by hand, but I wouldn't feel right about charging the amount of money that I would have to charge for them to be able to feel right about the amount of money that I was giving her for making the bugbears by hand. So I would, what I would like to do is have a prototype and have her put a pattern together, which she's all about doing, and then look into actually getting stuffed animals made. I have no idea how you would go about that. I may have to, I don't know, talk to somebody. We should have thought of that while we were at Comic-Con. I could have talked to some of the people who got some of the plush stuff there made. We made some decent contacts. We got some decent information about getting the little figurines made. But you know, again, this all goes pretty slow. Bad A Mother 4000 says, "Why is maple syrup classified as a food, and isn't it more of just a miscellaneous item?" Well, ketchup is a food, so maple syrup is about the same as ketchup. I think it's funny, says Trigger, how Jick says shaman. I pronounce it shaman. Except he writes out SH-AH-M-AH-N, shaman. Maybe that was when I was talking like a robot, and he thought I was just being funny, except for when I talked the word shaman, by which I mean uttered the word shaman. The Chronomage says, "Hi, Janus and Scully. I was wondering, why do you use meat for currency? Is there some type of story to explain it?" There is a story, and the story is that I... This really sort of started out as a joke instead of a game, and when I was making the player table, I thought, hey, one of the things you'll have is meat, and you'll collect it, and I wasn't sure what you were going to do with it, but then later on it just kind of became the currency. I had drawn some pictures before I actually started doing any of the coding at all, and when I was looking for what you were going to be collecting, I thought about putting in, like, gold, but then I realized that I hadn't drawn any pictures of any coins or bags of money or anything, but I had drawn the picture of the steak, so that's how I, that's where that came from. Sir Red of the Monty says, as the creator of the game, do you enhance your in-game character with your influence, or do you try to keep it fair and play like everyone else does? Well, I don't enhance my character with my influence. I adjust my character according to whatever I need to test with it at a given time. I don't feel like I'm really competing with anyone else. I mean, if I show up on a leaderboard, unless it's one of the weird leaderboards or whatever, then I'll make myself not be on the leaderboard anymore. I mean, I don't really play. That's the answer. Mr. Skullhead, when he's playing for real, like now, he's actually just been, I think, just playing like hardcore Ascensions and is not using the tools that are at his disposal to just give him items and extra turns and stuff. But, you know, I do. Karmic95 says, I was wondering if you can make the Super Tinker have a make as many as possible thing. Thanks. Yeah, that is something that I will do at some point. Sephiroth says, I need to thank you for turning me on to the Hitchhiker's Guide series. Thanks to this awesome Arrest game, I'm on the third book. I just bought 4 and 5, so like I say, you rock. Well, you rock, Sephiroth, for reading Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, because that's the series of books that made me want to be funny and smart. And I don't know, I really credit it with a lot of my personality development when I was a kid, because there weren't a lot of funny, smart people around where I was. There were a few, but... reading that led me to believe that maybe there was a future in it. Valkyria says, hi, has anyone ever gotten really angry with you over KOL? I think people get pissed off when things get nerfed. I don't think anybody's been really angry at me in real life over KOL. Well, I take that back. There's probably people who've been really angry at me in real life because of, like, social things that happened, but not because of anything that was really, you know, part of the game. Sorry, I'm going to have to reload the page here. Spaz Warrior says, with the creation of the Bugbear Pen and the Pygmy Bugbear Shaman, one can only assume that this is some kind of plot against me. Is this true, or is someone fucking with me? Spaz, we're giving you more bugbears. We're giving you more bugbears to smite, man. You know, you can see, for you, completing the Bugbear quest is like playing a dark side Jedi in Knights of the Old Republic. You're actually being a bad guy when you save the bugbears. What you need to do is just perpetually adventure in the, you know, just keep killing them while your accomplice, Queen Felonia, makes them angry, makes them aggressive. And, you know, it really is, yeah, it's just for you. It's not a bad thing for you. It's a good thing for you. Madame Defarge says, congrats on closing the office, closing on the office. Wowzer. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It is enough space for four or five people to work in, which is more than we have now, and will actually allow us to work without everyone having to cram into my upstairs bedroom apartment thing. And, yep, I think it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be weird for me having to actually get up and drive somewhere to go to work, but I think I might have a little less fun, but I think I'll get more done. And that's, you know, this is really, I got to pay my dues at this point. You know, I've had probably the most entertaining year of my life. And it's been a little over a year since I quit my day job to work on Kingdom of Loathing all the time. And, yeah, you know, there were times in that year when I got a little soft. I got to where I wasn't doing quite enough work. A little too much screwing around, a little too much World of Warcraft. A little too much, whatever, and this will help me, I think, and it'll help you. And I'll actually have to be up during business hours so I can actually get some of the merchandising stuff taken care of and actually start dealing with all the wonderful tax and incredibleness about actually having employees or whatever. Sorry, got distracted because I'm trying to read ahead and find other questions, and as we all know, that's a very bad thing. Cantry Boy says, for the clan roster, can you make it so you can jump to any page instead of just going 20 by 20? You can make it like a forum page with the numbers saying the page numbers. Yeah, I really need to do that. I need to do something with that. That may be one of Xenophobe's projects, because he's sort of just become the de facto interface meister. So we'll see. We'll see what would work in there. Cookie Mancer says, now that you added outfit quests to the Pirate's Cove, how come there's still no outfit adventures for the Hippie Camp and Orcish Frat House? Hippie Camp especially because of the RNG, grief from the hardcore ascending crowd. The thing is, the reason that there aren't adventures to get the Hippie outfit is because the Hippie outfit is not actually necessary to win the game. So I suppose, in a certain way, access to the store is absolutely required to be competitive in hardcore, but you know, that's just one of the things. We may look into it. We may put in some adventures that allow you to get parts of it. We may have. There may be in the nearish future a really a cool new piece of content that does some interesting things, and also just sort of as a byproduct of doing interesting things, but also because it was designed with an eye towards doing this, will mitigate a certain amount of the RNG screwage, daily dungeon related in particular, because that's really a stopping point for a lot of people. Eon says, hey, Jake and Skullet, have you ever thought about adding effects onto familiars that would only start working when they reach their full weight? That was actually, it was explored in a marginal way with the balloon monkey, because that doesn't actually do anything until it's like 10 pounds, and really that should go up now, because back in the day you could only get it up to 20 pounds and there weren't any, I think when I made the monkey there was nothing that actually added to familiar weight, so it's over the course of its growth it's a little more useful than I had intended for it to be, although I don't know that anybody even actually uses it, so who knows. But
I'm back on the mic, by the way.
Hey, how's it going? I'm just answering let's see, Eon's question, have you ever thought about adding effects onto familiars that would only start working when they reach their full weight? We had discussed a while back some skills that would open up, some things that you could do specifically when you had a familiar of a certain weight in combat that would use some of your MP to do, like, a special attack that was sort of a skill analog, but that was tuned toward that particular familiar. And I think that might be kind of cool to do. I mean, that's certainly something to be thinking about.
Any of the new effects that we come up with for one familiar that just kind of opens a door to other stuff we can do, like the lucky Tam O'Shanter led to the idea of having familiars with 10 pounds of another familiar's access fees, and Excited. Yeah. So, well, you'll probably see some more stuff that has that kind of mechanism.
Seiji Monomura says, everyone knows the Mafia never quits, so why haven't the Don's Penguins come back yet? Are they due for a return session with none of the old content unless felt necessary? You know, that's the kind of thing that I don't want to just put in for the sake of putting it in. You know, if we have some good ideas for what they could do, if we had something that we wanted to accomplish that we felt like the Mafia would be a good way to accomplish it, then we would certainly do it again. But, you know, it's not...
God damn it.
What song was that?
No, just why the hell in this day and age there are still websites that play music when you load them up?
What were you looking at?
I was looking at Chili's to see if we wanted to order some dinner for the evening. And then, Chili's apparently really need you to hear a song. So, yeah.
Like order it to pick up or do they deliver? Or?
To pick up.
I see. Let's see. Sky Piglet says, is it possible that someday Mr. Store items of the month may include non-familiar items, such as weapons, accessories, or hats? Yeah, you know, we keep thinking that we want to do that just because that would make it so we didn't have to start recycling familiar ideas. And you know, just give us a lot. Well, Scully just blew out my speakers, they say, because Skype turned my goddamn microphone all the way down again. This is gonna be painful to listen to the recording of this show, Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah.
Painful in both the ears and the soul.
And we have no idea what's making your mic turn down.
Well, I mean, it's got... Motherfucker, it's gotta be Skype, because nothing else would dare.
Right.
But, why it would do it when, I have that box unchecked. Why would it not pay attention? Why would it give you a setting and then not actually respond when you change that setting? I don't know. Unless I just need to leave and come back or whatever. Masturbate says, why aren't the reagent potions separated from the other consumables? We're having a hard time, coming up with a way of dividing up the miscellaneous stuff in the inventory, and then B, agreeing on any of the ideas that we did come up with. And so we just kind of did the real basic version of the splitting up of that. There was talk of creating a potion class of items, like a class of items that gave you, like, the items that you use them, they give you an effect for a certain number of turns, and they're consumed. But that includes a lot of things that aren't potions, and it includes a lot of just goofy things that aren't really categorizable or pronounceable. As one set of items, one category of items, and I don't know what we would call them. Things that are mostly potions, but then like hairspray would be in there, and Nobgoblin sharpening spray.
Hairspray is kind of a potion.
I guess.
It's a mixture of ingredients that has a magical effect.
Vapo hotness rub. What else?
People are suggesting that I just turn my microphone down, which I've done.
Okay, well, I will turn mine down to...
No,
can you still hear me?
Yeah, leave yours where it was.
I'll leave mine where it was.
Yeah.
No, I can't. That's the problem.
Right. So the next time yours goes down, then we'll be somewhat equal. And, yeah, tricky to mess with because as far as my computer's concerned, it's broadcasting everything that goes through the sound card.
Wow.
So,
Wow. Lucifer says, I got pulled over last week for a busted headlight. The cop loved my iClub seal sticker and let me go with a warning without even checking my registration. The new swag definitely rules. That's right. You heard it here first. The iClub seals bumper sticker makes you impervious to arrest. Testimonial from Lucifer.
And the shirts get you laid.
It's true. It says Armac.
We really need that testimonial page.
We do.
I wore the shirt, and I got hit by a bug.
Smoothmuth says, Scully, I'm not a punk, damn it. I'm a med tech, and we're allowed to put personal effects on our medic jackets. Okay, maybe a bit of a punk.
Med techs have flair? Is there some sort of predetermined amount of flair that you're supposed to have? And then are you supposed to have actually more than that to demonstrate that you're more into the spirit of being a med tech than the other med techs? their little office space. Fugue there. Rushed Luncheon says, how about KOL wristbands? Fuck no. That is the stupidest fads ever.
Did you see those big rubber bands that go around your wrist?
Yeah.
The Pretentious Artist got one of those at Comic-Con that says Battlestar Galactica on it.
Stamped into it like they do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's... Wow.
You know, What is it originally? It's like the Lance Armstrong thing?
I saw them before that, though.
Yeah?
With just, like, peace or love or something.
So it's like, what would Jesus do except not embroidered and not Christian?
Yeah.
And not something you want to wear if you want people to get testicular cancer?
Yeah, but what would Lance Armstrong do? Get testicular cancer, beat it, and then divorce his wife for Sheryl Crow.
What, really?
Yeah.
That's weird. We were just talking about Sheryl Crow like 2 hours ago. And
we move in mysterious ways.
We do. A lot of synchronicity in my city. In my city. My Spoon says, how about a series of fairly rare books that drop across the kingdom that offer insight into the history and legends of the kingdom? It'd be sort of like all those books that drop in Neverwinter Nights that otherwise serve no purpose. It'd be a chance for background content that wouldn't cause real game mechanic issues. Well,
it could be like the Star Book in Mario Party. we could have secrets that you could buy that would be like, to get more adventures, wait until rollover.
To acquire items, find them.
Mm-hmm.
To find more books, adventure. Here's the thing. I like that in games. I'm a big fan of that kind of thing in the single-player games that I play. Like, Tron 2.0, I feel, is really one of the best first-person shooters ever made. And the reason that I like Tron 2.0, and this was especially cool because it cost you something. There were all these boxes everywhere that were sort of just like figurative boxes with data in them that cost you a certain amount of power, which was like sort of mana that you used to power your special attacks and stuff, to open. And they would either be like upgrades to your software that sort of determined your character's abilities, or they would be security bits that would allow you to unlock certain patterned doors and stuff, or they would be like emails that were from people in the outside world as opposed to inside the computer where you were. But it cost you some mana to read these things, and all they did was provide backstory. And because of that, like, because you were just sort of involved in this plot and you were seeing what was going on in there, and the email sort of gave you a glimpse into what was going on outside, it was just, the narrative was far, far richer. That said, in a multiplayer game, I'm not sure that they need to be droppable items, because the only thing that I've seen that does that really effectively so far is in World of Warcraft, there are a lot of places where you can go into a room where there are some enemies, and you kill the enemies, and then there's like a book sitting on the table, and you can read the book. And usually while you're sitting there reading the book, the irritating game mechanics cause the enemies to respawn and kill you all at once, because you took too long to read the 12-page book. That is realistic. That frequently happens to me. I will get rid of some threat in a room and start reading a book in real life, and then the threat will reappear for no reason and hit me in the back. I guess I can't say that it's unrealistic. Maybe I can't say that it's just as annoying as it is in real life.
So that's why you don't get a lot of reading done? You're constantly having to kill a bunch of monsters?
Yeah, and it's not so much monsters as just like a tire iron swinging back and forth on like a string from the ceiling. You know, I'll be like, damn it, I gotta cut down this tire iron before I can go into this room and read this book. Because like in World of Warcraft, all of my books are glued to tables.
Right.
And the tables are glued to the floors.
But you make the game too realistic, and then, you know, your character has to pee in the middle of the battle, or...
Yeah.
Your clothes get ripped, and...
Grok the Mad suggests trying the Stephen Hawking voice again, because at least then my volume was steady. Sephiroth asks if I'm going to the world premiere of Lord of the Rings the Musical in Toronto. You have any plans to go to that?
No, but they had a huge booth selling CDs at Comic-Con.
Really?
It's called Fellowship. And apparently it's really, really funny, and lots of cool people like it.
Really, it's like a comedy?
Yeah. I gathered that at least the one that they were shilling at Comic-Con was some kind of parody kind of deal.
Huh.
Have you
Cthulhu's
heard
says Burning Man does not use Ticketmaster. Whatever.
They use some... They charge $300 a ticket. I mean, I know that from... This is the Liania.
Yeah.
But they're going to have the Dance Dance Immolation game there. Have you heard about that?
No.
Where some technical geeks who are really into arson and pyromania made a version of Dance Dance Revolution where instead of getting booed, you play the thing in a fire suit and just a flamethrower kind of torches you when you fail.
Wow.
Yeah, there are pictures of it up online. They actually made this thing to be played.
At Burning Man?
Yeah.
Hmm. At least it's not being pissed on, man.
Yeah.
We should start our own. We'll just do it, like, in my backyard. And once it grows to where there's thousands of people in my backyard, we can start charging $300 a ticket.
Yeah. I think we could charge $300 a ticket to your backyard now. And
yeah.
Over here is the empty three-man pool.
It's really a three-man bathtub. Rub-a-dub-dub. Just to set the record straight, says Uriel3CA, we're not stoners, just perpetually drunk on Screech. I know when I was in high school and watching a lot of Saved by the Bell, I was perpetually drunk on Screech.
Oh, yeah.
It was Dustin Diamond. Dree-me.
Your mic has dropped completely now.
Damn it. Damn it! I guess I could just hold my finger on the mouse button, holding the volume knob up on the microphone control.
I doubt that even that would work. They just really want you to not have consistent mic volume.
Yeah, damn it. Getting a lot of messages, your volume went back down. Nope, there it went again. Okay, this is irritating. Seriously? No? Okay. I was thinking, literally, when it... It's like it's doing it to mess with me.
Yeah.
Like, the more attention that I'm paying to it, the less likely it is to do it.
I'm sorry. Tickets are $250 for Burning Man.
Oh, gosh, is that all? That's a big difference.
And
we were totally wrong.
You buy the tickets through some kind of PayPal store.
Huh.
So the fee's only $275 instead of... It would be $50 for PayPal. Because they charge generally a quarter of the overall price.
Hey, JNS says, as will Link, will you guys have a booth at Comic-Con? In fact, yes, we will. That finally got taken care of since the last show, I believe. The booth is paid for. The application is accepted, so we got us a booth. And the pretentious artist actually spent some of his work day today starting to design our displays.
Were we able to get the John Wilkes booth that we requested?
I don't think so.
That one does work quick.
Yeah. Therese Lisieux says, what do you think about adding a Smith in the box? There already is a Smith in a box. Have you, says Twymany, ever thought of implementing something along the lines of a senor accessory for donating Mexican pesos? You can probably make its pick a Mr. Abe with a sombrero and a mustache. Not all Mexicans have mustaches.
But
they do all have sombreros, though. Yeah. So somebody sent... like a Venezuelan 100 Bolivar bill. And they're like, we thought we'd see what this would get us. And I did a quick currency conversion, and it turns out that 100 Bolivares are worth 4.5 cents. So I checked the current mall price on Mr. Accessories and ended up giving them, like, I don't know, 40,000 meat or whatever, however much meat 4 cents buys. So that was what it was.
Yeah, something that costs like 10 Mexican pesos would give such a tiny fraction of a stat boost.
Of a single stat point.
Yeah. How about a quantum sheep familiar that you can shear every day for adventures, says Morbank? Quantum.
Quantum sheep. I like quantum leak. Leak. Quantum leak. It's like you put this onion in a box, and until you open the box, you don't know whether the onion is raw or cooked.
Sam.
What?
I was thinking, you know, you put the onion in a box, and it may or may not be Scott Bakula.
That's probably more interesting. Doppelheathen says, I played Crackrox the Barbarian recently. Good game, but when I beat level 16, the game wouldn't end. That sucks. Yeah, no, I mean, that is the ending. You pick up the Emerald Ampersand, and then you're just trapped in the tower. It's like in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Think of yourself as, like, that knight. You just get to stay there in the tower until the next person comes, and then they have to defeat you in single combat. No, actually what happened is I put the game up without it being finished, and then nobody ever played it until suddenly I made this other game that got kind of popular, and then people started looking at it, and, Primavera Angel Harris sent us a picture of something.
Of a very dark and hard to see...
Is it stuffed, or is it...
It needs to be a better picture... PBA.
Yeah. Still looks cute, though.
Huh. So somebody sends an item description with a picture of a quantum sheep. This is a sheep woven into the very fabric of space-time. That fabric, oddly enough, is made out of wool and time. Very cool, but...
Stuffed animals. What weird. They don't do custom stuffed... Or do they do custom stuffed animals? This place that...
Custom ink.
Yeah. How do I use the lab? I don't want to use the lab. I'll look at this later.
I thought it was just for small furry animals that clean things. The custom ink site.
Why would they be custo? What does that mean?
Custodian.
Oh, I get it. I never really understood the word custodian, because what does cleaning stuff have to do with custody?
Maybe they have custody of all the cleaning supplies? I mean, only on weekends.
And every other Labor Day.
Yeah. They have a dark brown bear with tea.
Not coffee. Grok the Mad asks if I... just love being the rap king of Arizona and tells me to pump up the volume. Destin says, will a pick-all option be at Mushroom Fields? Yes, one of these days. Zydeco Lady says, Jick, how old are you and Mr. S? If you don't want to say, can you give us an estimate? I would say it's going to cost about...
Yeah, we hit that at about the same time.
Make the exact same joke. I just turned 29 this month.
I'm going to turn 28 on KOLCon 2.
Woo! Yeah, at the same time that Cuckoo turns 16?
20.
20?
Yeah.
16?
2016.
Like 36?
Yeah.
Sparks83 says, can your KOL store sell KOL real-life hats? Thanks, guys.
We could sell hats. We could make some ball caps and sell them. Neither of us wear ball caps, and I don't know. I kind of still associate any kind of baseball cap with the Limp Bizkit fad that went through a while ago, where everybody had the red hats turned backwards.
Yeah.
They're like evil people who like Linux.
See, I just think of the that Simpsons episode where Bart gets a job firing for the Korean restaurant, and the guy is complaining that he's not selling enough, he's not getting good enough coverage with the flyers, have to send daughter to state school, serious student helpless in face of drunken jockocracy, baseball caps everywhere. So, yeah. Anyway, that was something I thought was funny about the Simpsons by Jick. Hope you enjoyed it.
That was a good story.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't. Oh, Spaz Warrior suggests maybe having Bugbear items drop at the Bugbear pen. And, yeah. Wait, do they or don't? Do they don't?
Do they though? Don't they? Do they don't they do? I don't know, but if they don't, they might. Masturbate says, are you guys thinking about redesigning the familiar page? Yes. Someday.
Yeah, we'll just have the ability to, or there'll be another page for you to, like, rename stuff. And I keep meaning to add another take this one with you button above the other familiars, especially now that the ones that you use the most often are at the top, so you're really just always going to have to scroll down, and you're always going to have to scroll down entirely because the button is down there, not because you actually had to scroll down to get your thingy. Iroll the Blunt says, how come goofballs aren't considered consumables? Same answer. Anything that gives an effect and is used up, says Masturbates. Well, right, but what do you call that category? I mean, there are some things that are both hit point restoratives and things that give you an effect and are used up, like the phonics down, for instance. And, I don't want to start rigidly categorizing every item that we put into the game because that's no fun. That isn't interesting and quirky. And if there's, one thing we are, it's quirky.
Just like they might be giants.
Yeah. We're a quirky duo, as it were. Cassandra LZ says, do either of you watch Battlestar Galactica or anything else on Sci-Fi Friday? The pretentious artist is obsessed with Battlestar Galactica. I can't really get into it. He'll record the shows, and I'll watch like the first half hour, and then I just have to start doing something else.
Wow.
You watched it at all?
I've watched a little bit of it, pretty much only what I've seen at your house. And I don't know, I thought it was really interesting, but it is something that you definitely can't watch one episode every 3 or 4 months, which is kind of how I watch TV when it's on.
Yeah, I don't know. I suppose that if I paid a lot of attention to it, then I would get into it and really want to watch it more, but I don't know. It's like, it's a little... It really bothers me that they say frack instead of fuck. Mm. We had a big discussion about this we had a little party at my house this weekend. It just irritates me. I wish that cable television stations would just realize that, the people of America pretty mature, pretty much okay with you saying fuck every once in a while if you need to say fuck for dramatic effect.
And sometimes you just gotta say fuck, as in fuck. Jick's mic volume just dropped again.
Yes, indeed. At least it's taking a long time to drop. Oh, no. Yeah, I say as it drops again, just to spite me.
You want to know another lovely feature of Skype? I'm experiencing right now, anybody who wants to can add you to a chat without you approving the add to the chat.
Right on.
And then you just suddenly have little pop-up boxes with the chat in it popping up.
Hot.
Stealing your cursor focus.
See, that's why I use the super secret accounts that nobody except you know about.
Yeah,
that
I
is why I do
I need
that.
A different aim. That's not me.
That's what's going to suck about GAIM is that when next time I go through my round of changes to all of my IM accounts, I'm going to have to probably reset them each up using the original program, because I don't know if GAIM will actually let you create accounts on them. Yeah. DeCyclops says, books. Get told you see a copy of some book and enter it into your book diary. Huh. That is kind of interesting, because I was thinking today that we could, and this would be nothing but writing, we could tack on to the existing system a sort of a quest journal.
These eyes, they see everything.
What are you doing?
Oh,
I'm sitting here to get a good night's sleep all along.
AIM just loaded up an ad when I loaded up AIM with audio.
Is that some full motion video? Yeah. Or is it just audio?
And like a little postage stamp sized video telling me to buy Guess Who, the remake of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with the Races Reversed. I swear to God, man, I need one more thing to throw this computer out the window today.
Well, man, I just got irritated again thinking about my computer upstairs that now doesn't work at all. Yeah. I wonder if Dell's tech support is 24 hours. They better be. Or I'm sending a letter.
You could do the Tom Cruise thing in Vanilla Sky and run down the hall going, tech support!
I guess I could.
That'd be great.
Yes, yes, yes says, hey, JNS, any plans for a new area east of the plains? Yes, we're going to put some sort of lair of some sort of naughty sorceress there.
Yeah, we should really implement that.
Lusty Pirate Winch says, will the Flaming Crutch ever be useful? It's already useful to people with asbestos armpits. It's just that you don't have any. Sephiroth says he'd like to see a D12, a special item gotten from finding a gelatinous cube, or a guillotinous cued.
Guillotinous cued? Cool.
Yep. Have you considered adding a / roleplay channel for us roleplayer dorks who want to pretend to be our characters?
No.
You know what? He corrects you. I'm sorry. Normally, if you make a bunch of typos and then correct it, I won't make fun of the typos on the air. So, sorry, Sephiroth, I didn't see that you corrected it. I don't know about the roleplay channel. I don't know what would happen in there. Because, I mean, the thing is, KOL is so full of anachronisms. Anachronisms? Is it anachronisms? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, things that sort of pull you out of the narrative and the level of suspension of disbelief required to actually, you know, consider this a living and breathing place is so ludicrous that, I mean, I feel like we are role-playing even when we're talking, because it's not, you know, the Kingdom of Loathing doesn't seem like the kind of place where you'd do a lot of forsoothing and anoning.
Yeah.
And hey, nanny, nanny.
And a ho, ho, ho.
El Rey Gato says, why isn't there a ninja familiar, but there is a pirate familiar? You know, there's been supposed to be a ninja familiar for a long, long time. That was something when I first was doing the Ninja Snowman, that I came up with a familiar idea for that, and I just never implemented it. Ever. Build-A-Cat suggests we make orcish frat boy baseball caps.
Yeah, that's something I was actually looking into for Nebs.
For Nebs?
From
for Nibs.
For Nabs.
Slight grammatical error, says Cookie Mancer. On the new item amount text, you acquire 10 photoprotoneutron torpedoes. Should be torpedoes with an E. Okay. What, really?
Yeah. It's not?
I mean, it... Wait. I did not specifically make it so that it would be OES, which I would have to. The thing is, when I did this item pluralization thing, I just didn't put anything in the plural field for things that are pluralized just by adding an S.
Right.
Wow. I mean, this was me not knowing how to pluralize torpedoes correctly. It wasn't that I forgot to do it. I just didn't know.
You're kind of a backwards Dan Quayle.
Is everything that ends in O pluralized with OES? It's not, is it? I mean, isn't it one of those things that... I'll be damned. I mean, the only things I can think of right now that end in O and are pluralized by adding just an S are, like, brand names. What about libidos?
I think that's an ES as well.
Really?
Yep.
What's a word that ends in O? No, it is libidos. D-O-S.
Libidos.
Libidos. Dildos. Dildos. Also dildos with an E. I see. It's the dildo that will bridge the gap between us. Like we were
so
Jennifer Connelly and... Like we were Jennifer Connelly and that other girl. Christina says, okay, but did you watch 6 Feet Under yesterday? If so, what did you think? I have not watched it. I'm about 5 weeks behind watching 6 Feet Under. 5 weeks behind, 6 Feet Under.
That means you're like 30 week feet behind.
Under behind.
Right.
Yes, indeed. 30 week feet, like 30% of a tired centipede. And no good at all. I'm gonna hope there's some questions. AIM, don't use it. Get GAIM, seriously. Actually, GAIM is a cool program.
I had... the user interface wasn't user-friendly enough for me to even try. I managed to get it connected to the to AIM, but not to MSN, and I couldn't figure out why, so I just stopped.
Cassandra LZ says, would you ever consider adding a slash banned channel so all the flamers and scammers could just go bother each other? The reason that we don't do that, and because this has come up a lot, you know, it's like we would create a slash jackass. People would get banned on purpose so that they could go to that channel. Just it would become a badge of honor, and we don't want to encourage that. Canada is Fun says, what kind of bread do you like, white, brown, or rye? I'm a fan of rye. How about you, Mr. Skullhead?
I do like the rye. Not the clan, but
you
don't
like
the
clan.
Yeah.
So you have no problem with the clan? Are you affiliated with any other white supremacist organizations?
The clam.
The clam clan. The Ku Klux Klan.
I had a Ku Klux Klan once. Actually, that was a bad joke that we made at a strip club. Because there was a really attractive woman in, like, schoolgirl outfit and glasses, you know, took the glasses off, took her hair down, clothes start coming off. On both of her pelvic bones, I guess, she had giant swastikas tattooed. And, yeah, that was when somebody said Ku Klux Klan.
Like Ku Klux bearded clam?
Yeah.
I see. That seems like the kind of... That seems like the kind of thing where you shouldn't be able to get a job that requires that to be visible. Like, who hired that woman for there? That's really messed up.
Someone who wanted the strip club to cater more to the skinhead population.
Huh. So, Jet the Prince suggests that Dell's tech support is still based in India and will take 24 hours to get anything done, so it's not really worth it. But I don't think I have any choice. I suppose I could look up the error code online and see... But, I mean, if I call them and just ask them for the piece of hardware that's broken, they're not going to believe me. They're going to make me go through the entire process anyway. I'm not looking forward to this. I'm pretty pissed off. Because this is a brand new machine. Pornos doesn't end with OES, says Destin. No, that's true. Trigger says, why don't Ronald and Grimace go both fully bright at the same time? Well, that's because that's not how they roll.
That's not how they wax or wane.
Oh, that is a problem. Your shoutcast thing shows your AIM name. So that just gets super public all the time.
Does it now?
That's what Fritz Poons You says. And he does poon us.
Yeah, he sure does. But, no, that's not my aim. Shoutcast is broadcasting my aim as Mr. Skullhead without the space.
I see.
That's just to throw people off my trail.
I see. Pacman 100 says, what quest slash item slash adventure did you have the most fun programming? I gotta say that the Clockwork Familiar is the most fun thing I can remember doing recently, at least. What have you particularly enjoyed lately?
Lately, I don't know. I was pleased to see the Bugbear Shaman go in there, because I think they're... were some really good jokes, and a haiku that wasn't.
555.
God.
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I had gotten to just... I didn't even read it when it went in.
And I thought, I'm going to go back to my notes, because I'm sure Jake fucked this up, and nope. It was written that way in my notes. Maybe my class makes me stupid. But, yeah.
It could.
I also completely forgot to include the familiar item, which I know I wrote down somewhere, but is not on my page of original notes for that.
You know, and after you mentioned it, I remember you telling me what it was.
Yeah.
But then I looked through the thread and couldn't find it. I felt like we did okay.
Yeah, that's...
Like, because, I mean, I just made it a tiny nose bone, but then Xenophobe was like, dude, you got to call it a fetish. Obligatory Xenophobe mention. And I'm like, okay, tiny nose bone fetish? Hey, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
My uncle has one of those.
You can only get aroused by Michael Jackson?
There you go.
I mean, I hate Michael Jackson jokes, but... That one wasn't about fucking little kids, so I figured it was...
No, it was just about fucking somebody who fucks little kids. So that whole, when you have sex with somebody, you've had sex with everyone they've ever had sex with.
Right.
Which, yeah, Mr. Skullhead and I have had sex by that logic.
Well, by any logic, really.
That's true. By any logic that actually pays attention to things that happen. So, I don't know, somebody ready to take the handoff?
Yeah. A wood chipper. Sorry.
A wood chipper.
I speculate was prepared to take the handoff.
Oh.
And it would have been funnier if I had said, yeah, Darth Vader, but...
Right.
Could.
Yeah.
Let me see.
So
ready.
Many hands.
Ready, I. I'm asking I if he is ready. I, and the I re-rub-a-dub.
You gonna go out on a song?
I always go out on a song. I got the end of the tour queued up today. Just
all right.
For the hell of it. All right, we'll not see you next week. We may have something to fill the time.
Yeah, I'll try and put something together. We may start a forum thread, people suggesting things for me to talk about, and then I can try and record a little bit here and there, see what we can come up with.
But one way or the other, in 2 weeks, we'll be back on the air.
Indeedy. And everybody, listen to what's probably going to be a train wreck right now, 4 days from now, this time on Thursday. And that's my show, Solo.
I'm going to have to start listening to that.
And we'll figure it out. We'll figure out whether, I don't know, if I want to use the same radio bugbear mechanisms and just start, like, saving the things that get asked that I feel like we should talk about on Mondays and then doing the same thing, you know, on Thursdays. I don't know. We'll do some complicated crap for a few months, and then I'll write us an interface for doing it in a way that makes sense. That's how things usually go.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. There's a girl.